granted the motherfucking rising. Yeah, this is your Star to Roll with Mindset Morgano, the modern day messiah, the modern day mission man, modern day magician man on a mission to elevate your mind, body, and spirit as we demystify the awareness. Yo, get this tarot reading and see which one stands out to you. We would love to hear your comments. Share this shit. Like, we channeled this message for our squad and team. We want to share it with y'all and see if y'all part of that tribe.
Oh, yeah. Hola, yeah. Ashay.
Ja. The Star Tarot, touching the stars with Mindset Morgano. The symbolism in the magician, numero uno, the one. On the magician's chest is a caduceus, one of Mercury's sacred symbols. Mercury cast his magic wand between the two wearing snakes who wrapped themselves around it, thus creating the symbol of opposing forces in balance. The magician holds up the wand to the divine energies of the universe. He received cosmic inspiration, bringing into manifestation. The 10 stars shooting from his cap symbolizes the number 10, representing the continuous cycles of completion and then another beginning. The 4 aces of the minor arcana, symbolized by the wand, the cup, the sword, and the pentacle, swelling around in unison, represents the 4 elements of life and the self working in balance. The magician's table consists of the universal creative spiral of the yin and the yang symbols, balancing the dualities of male and female energies. The magician's fingers is shooting a lightning bolt, hitting the ground, symbolizing the creative inspiration manifesting into the physical. The snake is decorated with the Hebrew symbols yod, hand or finger of God, and the creative spiraling of the universe, symbolizing the ever-changing, ever-recreating energy that is our life force. The snake biting its tail is the radiant creating energy, creative energy transforming itself into manifestation. It also represents regeneration. The smoke around the car represents illusions and delusions. If air, action, and fire, passion are not in balance, one is not able to see through the trickery of the smoke. The 7th chakra, or the crown chakra, is associated with the magician. The magician is affiliated the planet of communication and movement and Mercury. Ja, ja, ja. So it says, focus, manifestation, and communication. The magician represents inspiration and communication, will and focus to direct creative energy into manifestations. The magician embodies the elements of air and fire. His number is 1. 1 represents new starts, new beginnings, and planting seeds. The magician also relates to the 4 aces in the minor arcana, the ace of wands, fire and spirit, the ace of swords, air and intellect, the ace of cups, water and emotions, and the ace of pentacles, disc, earth and material, as well as the 4 tens, which represents completion and a new beginning. The magician channels divine inspiration, magically blending and integrating it with the 4 elements of life, fire, air, water, and earth, bringing forth the original and creative manifestations into his life. When you view the image of this key, the magician's right arm holds a wand extended to the heavens, while his other arm is directed to the earth. In front of him is a table with the tools of life, the 4 suits of the minor arcana that represents the 4 elements. He uses these tools in his daily experiences, constantly adjusting, balancing, and refining each potential measure, how they unfold in his life. He uses these tools in his daily experiences, constantly adjusting, balancing, and refining each potential, measuring how they unfold in his life. The more he exercises his act, the more he trusts his choices. The magician acts like a conduit, tapping into the universal forces of inspiration, wonder, and imagination. When he receives the seed of intention or inspiration, he works out his plan internally with a focused clarity. He then puts it to action with confidence and will. The intention is then transformed into reality. The magician does not hold on to his inspired creative force. He processes it and releases it into his world like a lightning rod. His divine inspiration aligns with his life force. This combined energy flows through him and out to his world, manifesting wondrous creations. He shares the divine connection with all and awaits the next bolt of creative inspiration to come through and ignite his imagination and life force. This is the process that produces great achievements on an individual and collective level. As you practice the creative process of the magician, you become more connected to your inner self and the universal forces, creating for the good of all. The magician represents the visionary in you and the potential that is possible. He wants you to pay attention to the flash of insight or inspiration and act upon it. This card brings excitement and activates your life force with commitment, focus, and willpower. The magician knows what one calls miracles is possible and does happen. He encourages you to gather your vitality and energy, work with your magic to turn your life around, and create new goals. You are the magician. You are constantly creating your life destiny, whether you are doing it consciously or not. The magician prompts you to create consciously with the light of love in your heart. Claim your power. Open your communication between spirit and matter. Feel the force and strength that flashes like a shooting rod. Flashes like a shooting star of inspiration. Direct it to your world and let it blossom into its full potential. Stretch your wand up towards the heavens to be inspired. Set your intention and manifest your dreams now. The Tarot from the Stars with Mindset Morgano. The Three, the Empress. The Empress is the Great Mother, Mother Earth, the Universal Mother, the Eternal Mother, the Goddess of Love, Beauty, Abundance, and Creative Power. The Empress is passionate and sensual. She births life. She is feminine, creator, manifesting nature's magic and the physical world, combining love and wisdom. The Empress rules the heart, passions, desires. Her color is green, symbolizes healing, love, and creativity. Her number is 3, the number of conception, manifestation, and new beginnings. She is the combination of the magician, which is 1, the masculine aspect, consciousness in action, and the high priestess, the feminine aspect, subconscious emotions and instincts. The combination brings together opposites into unison, balance, bringing forth new ideas and forms into the world, thus creations. The Empress symbolizes nature, fertility, birth, motherhood, nurturing, harmony, and sensuality. She signifies the importance of living in harmony with Mother Earth and its creatures, awakening your spiritual responsibilities to keep a clear perspective on the evolution of both man and earth. She is cyclic, like nature, representing the process of renewal. Through her, life force is birthed into the world of form. The Empress is the revolving door of creation and manifestation. All living creatures spring forth from her and return to her. She symbolizes fertility, motherhood, abundance, and creation. The Empress's message is to love and understand yourself. I said, I love myself and those around you. Open up your heart. Live and make your choices in life with love in your heart. Honor and live your heartfelt desires. They will guide you to a full and abundant life. Honor nature, bringing more of it into your life. The Empress whispers not to be afraid of your sensuality and passions and live life to the fullest. She allows her imagination to blossom with ideas and gives those ideas attention, nurturing them until they come to fruition. She is always pregnant with a spiraling energy of life and creativity. The Empress deeply loves nature, growing things, being outdoors, the family, the friends, and partners. She loves and protects her world with strong passion and will, balanced and whole. The Empress's love is always unconditional and true. The Empress combines all that we knew, that we know and love in the world, holding everything precious and dear. Nothing goes unanswered. Her shield of love shelters and protects you. Her gifts are strength, passion, and creation. Live life through love and understanding, and you will heal. Let her energy spiral through your being. Watch your imagination soar in unlimited creative directions. Be clear about what you want. See your ideas and dreams manifest into form. Plant your seeds with the Empress's passion and love and watch them grow. Your creation will rise over the horizon like the full moon, illuminating the magical sky. You are the creator of your world. The symbolism for the Empress is the Empress's necklace contains the 9 planets of the Earth's galaxy. The bottom symbol of the necklace is the planet Venus. Her crown is a 12-petaled lotus. Each petal has the heart of love and passion as it's topped by a star representing combined wisdom of the 12 zodiac signs. The roses in her hair and on her gown represent her passions for living life to the fullest in a balanced way, creating and exploring the imagination. She is pregnant with the spiraling energy of life and creativity, birthing them into the world. She wears the Milky Way on her dress, symbolizing Mother's Earth, Mother's milk to nourish the Earth and all her creatures. The Empress is surrounded by 5 birds. Birds are messengers of the spirit. The eagle represents the messenger from the divine, connecting her to the light of the universe, carrying the power of wisdom of the spirit in the star. The swan represents the beauty of transformation. The dove represents the spirit of deep love and wisdom and inner peace. The hummingbird represents the spirit of spreading love and joy to all. The sparrow on her shoulder sends her knowledge learned from past experiences. The deer represents her love, compassion, and gentleness. The sleeping nature spirits and rabbit symbolizes trust and security in their mother's world. The nature spirits are also dedicated to balance and care of earth and her creatures, plants, and the environment. The turtle is the mother symbol, and on her shell is the spiral of the triple goddess. The calla lilies and lotus are feminine beauty combined with strength, clarity of mind, and spirituality. The 2 crescent moons represents the waxing and waning of the moon cycle and of self's cycle. The full moon symbolizes illumination. The wheat in the wheat field symbolizes the harvest of one's life. The golden apples on the tree are the gifts or harvest of a full life. The pomegranate tree symbolizes fertility in all creations. Her astrological aspect is Venus. The wishing star symbolizes emotions, love, passion, imagination, the arts, and music. The 5th chakra, the throat, speaking your truth, is associated with the Empress. Ashe, ashe. Mindset, detox, star tarot. The symbolism is everywhere. The symbolism in the high priest, the number 2, the waxing moon above the dark pillar, the first aspect of the moon's continuous cycle. On her right represents the time for planting seeds, intentions, and ideas. The full moon above the high priestess represents illumination, harvest, the fullness of life, the open flower. The waning crescent moon to her left represents death, moving into rebirth, bringing lessons, awakenings, and healing from the process of the passing through all the phases of the cycle of the moon. The two pillars symbolizes the dualities of the physical and the spiritual life, the masculine and the feminine self, and the negative and positive energies. The black pillar symbolizes understanding, the pillar of severity. The white pillar represents wisdom, the pillar of mercy. The high priestess represents the central pillar of mildness. The spider's web represents the veil between the conscious and the subconscious. It symbolizes creativity and all the possibilities in life. But also, it is there to make us aware that we can get trapped in the veil if we pass through it without proper knowledge and preparedness. The high priestess holds a star in her hand, in her hands, symbolizing her abilities to access the Akashic records. That's where the universal knowledge is. The star in her crown symbolizes the sixth chakra. The third eye is associated with the high priestess, symbolizing great insight. Her dress is made up of a pattern of crosses, descent of the spirit into matter and into the spirit, the balance of the male and female energies, and the balance of the four directions. Four directions of spirits, emotions, mind, and body. And some spirals, the spiral of life and the universes, of life in the universe and its creative forces. Her dress flows into the pool of the subconscious that reflects one back to the self. In the pool, the blue color and the stars represents the deep knowledge and creativity that is constant in our universe. The planet associated with the priestess is the moon for intuition, cycles, and mysteries. The number two, the goddess of the crescent moon, the high priestess. The high priestess is the maiden goddess in the cycles of the moon, the first aspect of the triple goddess. She has a silent, mysterious power that can look into one's soul. The priestess has deep wisdom and intuition. She contains all knowledge, but at a level that only can be expressed in symbols. This is often referred to as the psychic card. She is the feminine principle that balances the masculine principle of the magician. The high priestess number is two, symbolizing balance and choices. The high priestess can pass back and forth through the veil behind her, represented by the spider's web. The veil is the passage between the conscious and the unconscious realms. The high priestess guards it well. The high priestess helps us clarify our purpose and our potentials. As we peel back the layers of our personal veil, we move deeper into your inner self, discovering your connection to the realm of the spirit and your soul's memory. The high priestess watches over the hidden knowledge, the dreams, and what is beyond the seemingly obvious. She is the portal or channel for the universal mysteries that lay hidden behind the veil. The high priestess is the link between the seen and the unseen. She balances the polarities of the masculine and the feminine, the light and the dark, the spirit and the matter, tapping into intuition and inherent knowledge. The high priestess keeps these dualities in balance. Understanding the continuous cycling and rebalancing of life's forces and experience. One of the priestess's virtues is patience. She does not push. She waits in stillness of silence, listening for the whisper of the divine. With the high priestess, you realize all answers lie within you. She says, take time to meditate. Dive deep into the stillness of your soul self and listen. Take time to meditate. Dive deep into the stillness of your soul self and listen. The high priestess holds the key, the star, to the Akashic records, which is the universal knowledge. She has the gift of knowing how to channel it channel into the collective memory of the past, present, and future that guides you to resolve blocks that disturb your inner peace and balance. The star she holds contains the universal secrets and answers and mysteries that are available to you through prayer, meditation, dreams, and communion with nature and the higher self. Her message is to trust your inner self and intuition. She represents the beginning of creative cycle. The priestess signals a time of going within, experiencing your dark, mysterious self, balancing that experience with your conscious self, understanding and honoring both realms can unveil the portal to the inner oasis of your soul.
Oh yeah, oh love, yeah, Hashe, Hashe,
Jah. Mindset moment with the Star Tarot. Number 7, the Chariot. The symbolism of the Chariot. The four poles of the Chariot represent the four earthly elements in balance. At the top of each pole is an 8-pointed star representing as above, so below. The Charioteer wears the crown of divine guidance with the 8-pointed star in the center. The 2 5-pointed star represents the pentagram, the evolving human intelligence. The Charioteer is your spirit descending. His chariot represents your physical vessel or the vehicle. The laurel wreath he wears represents victory. The feathers are a combination of eagle, which represents spirit, and in hawk, which represents messenger, and the raven, which represents magic. The crescent moons on his shoulder symbolizes the cycle of life's ups and his downs. The square shape on his chest represents the T cross of Saturn, which is connected to the sun circle above, which exemplifies his commitment to work through limitations to achieve victory. The Charioteer's belt has 2 triangles, one pointing up representing fire and one pointing down representing water, with the 8-pointed star in the middle. On the face of the Chariot is the starburst with the yin and yang symbol, signifying the union of heaven and earth and the masculine and feminine forces. Below the starburst is the Hebrew letter for the Chariot, Chet, meaning fence, which the two horses join. Where the two horses join is the Anaku amulet, the Ankh amulet, an Egyptian symbol for eternal life. The Chariot's astrological symbol is Cancer, home, maternal, and intuitive, which represents Cancer. Its symbol shared by the two horses. The planet Mars, which represents action, masculine, and drive, is associated with this card. At the top of his wand is a lunar crescent and a figure 8, representing the subconscious working with the conscious personality. It is the magician's wands. The horses are moving in different directions, representing the forces of your instincts, dualities, and the contradictions. The Charioteer is constantly balancing them, keeping them in control. The magical horses take the Charioteer into the cosmos to explore all the wonders of the universe. Floating around the horses are the 12 astrological symbols and the 7 sacred planet symbols, tools that are available to him. The wall behind the Chariot symbolizes moving out from his protective environment of limitations into the unknown. Jah. The 7 of the Chariot stands for intuitive action, change, and victory. The chariot represents victory through willpower and self-mastery. The celestial chariot moves into your life fast and then rests to help you assimilate all that has taken place. The chariot symbolizes action, change, victory, success, moving in or out of a situation, traveling, refocusing, new perspectives and thoughts. And while this transformation is happening, the future ahead is unknown and familiar. Skills you once relied on are now outgrown and not useful on your new course. Change can make you feel restless, uncertain, or fearful, pushing you off center and struggling with the courage to go forward. The chariot symbolizes the cosmic warrior who has traveled through many experiences and learned if you have the will and determination to dig deep within you, you will find the well of inner strength to overcome any blocks that hold you back. As the charioteer rides the heavens, he masters the ever-changing inner and outer realms of life. He holds a magical wand. That's his personal power and spiritual maturity. To control and direct how the alchemy he creates unfolds in his life. The chariot symbolizes the self and the direction or path that you are taking. It represents your physical expression as well as your spiritual expression. The chariot's number is 7. 7 is the number of victory and initiation. Victory and initiation. 7 is the number of the seeker and transformation. 7 is the number of victory and initiation, as 7 is the number of the seeker and transformation. I want that to stick. The chariot brings change. Change helps us grow, evolves and transforms on many levels. Change brings opportunity, new life, new reality, new views and perspective that stretch and deepen your human nature. Change is magical. It opens doors and creates opportunities. How you drive your chariot is a reflection of how you handle life and its oppositions. The chariot is full of movement and opportunities for success. It also gives you quietude and rest, quietude, so that you are able to listen to your intuition, your inner voice. He brings you the willpower and the intuition to ride the rocky course of life into victory. The when the charioteer enters, he brings you confidence, energy, and strength, focus, and maturity to follow through with any endeavor you are pursuing. Any endeavor. Only see the objective. The obstacles must give way. If you are experiencing conflict, he brings you the fortitude, the courage, and the drive to surpass your challenge. See your life through the soul of the charioteer. You will discover how to control and use your intuition and personal power, directing its creative force into success and victory.
Oya Oshuna, Oya Yemiya, Oya Adata, and Anti Rineja.
The last card is the Eight of Pentacles, astrological, sun in Virgo, with 0 to 10 degrees in Virgo, mutable earth. These are astrological terms, so some of these, if you Google them and look them up, you can tap into them. The first decanate was will, body, and achievement. The lunar cycle are all 8 moon phases. All 8 moon phases, that's beautiful. Keyword phrases is weaving your magic. Enjoy the mindset moment. When someone speaks of lost time while working on a creative project, they're usually referring to an experience where hours fly by like seconds. This experience can happen during the creative process when all your focus is on your tasks. It is like a deep meditation. You are channeling cosmic energy into manifestation. It feels magical. It's magic. The Eight of Pentacles symbolizes your path on the spiritual road to enlightenment while living on this earth's plane. You are learning how to follow your dharma. Now, I didn't say karma or drama. I said dharma. The key to the Eight of Pentacles is finding your life's work, understanding how your creations are small threads of the universal tapestry. The gift of this card is true gratification in the self and your creations. Diligence, focus, discipline, research, commitment, and working from a place of imagination are all aspects of the Eight of Pentacles. You are taking your time. Apply your talents and wisdom to weave a heartfelt creation, a heartfelt creation. This is an experience of patience, attending to details, and honoring your creative process. This is an experience of patience, attending to details, and honoring your creative process. The Eight of Pentacles represents a time when you are absorbed in a project. There is a need to create a private place to explore and work with no outside distractions. This card signals a time for deep learning, assimilating new insights and expanding your talents. It brings a time of birthing new and innovative expressions from the integrated worlds of spirit and matter. The realization that everything is truly connected and every act has an effect on the larger whole becomes a truth to live by. Jah. We must realize that every project contains potential for spiritual growth, recognizing what is truthful to progress our heart's path. We have learned not to let expectation of others derail our goals or hold us back. The Eight of Pentacles brings a highly creative time. We are in sync with the creative forces of the universe. It signals self-confidence, productivity, and progress with a project or an endeavor. It indicates learning, expanding, or mastering a skill. This card signals job offers or commissions. Rewards for our diligent work and efforts start to flow to us effortlessly. The realization that we are the creator of our life becomes our truth. We are following our dharma, our ancestors, the guides in its truest forms, which unfolds into living our destiny, which unfolds into service to a greater whole, the greater good. Gaia, galactic minds, magnetic minds. In the image of the Eight of Pentacles, cosmic hands are weaving a prayer blanket of the cycles of the moons and the earth's creatures moving in unison. The image displays how we are connected, how every action in each of us takes, no matter how big or small, affects the entire whole. The Eight of Pentacles is the blue circle that have eight different moon phases that cycle around the eight-pointed star. The web that illuminates out of that star connects the eight pentacles and all the eight-pointed, connects the eight pentacles with the stars in the image, representing cosmically that we are all intertwined. The eight-pointed star represents as above and so below, a balance that is forever in the works of life. We are our own creators, weaving what we want and may not want into our life. This image is a meditative image for sacred work.
Hoya, Olafia, Hoya, Oshuna, Hoya, Olafia, Ashe, Ashe.